live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a TD for South Donegal believes nurses and midwives should receive the same treatment as Gardaí in their row over pay a number of years back. Meanwhile, Deputy Pearce Doherty has accused the government of medical apartheid for not offering a catch-up vaccination for meningitis B. Almost 1,000 complaints were received by Donegal County Council about litter and waste last year, with just over 392 tonnes of waste collected. A Derry Magistrates Court heard today that the case against three men charged with the murder of Edward Meenan is progressing and should meet its target date. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the DUP leader says she's had a useful meeting with the British Prime Minister. Theresa May has been holding talks with other parties to try to find a way forward on Brexit. Labour says it won't take part unless Mrs May takes leaving without a deal off the table. The DUP's Arlene Foster says the border remains her biggest concern.
We want to see a withdrawal agreement that works for the whole of the United Kingdom, one that works for the European Union, and the way to do that is to deal with the backstop. The scale of the defeat on Tuesday night, I think, allows the Prime Minister to take a very clear message to the European Union around that issue.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has confirmed people driving into Northern Ireland from the south after a no-deal Brexit will need a green card. Irish motorists will have to show proof of insurance cards if driving in the UK. Insurance brokers will start issuing the green cards in March. Simon Coveney confirmed the news in the Dáil earlier.
The UK, including Northern Ireland, will no longer be part of the Motor Insurance Directive, which is an EU directive, meaning a green card will be required to demonstrate to the authorities in Northern Ireland and to the rest of the UK, if you're driving there, that valid motor insurance cover is in place for those vehicles.
A TD for South Donegal believes nurses and midwives should receive the same treatment as Gardaí in their row over pay a number of years back. Deputy Eamon Scanlon says nurses' morale is at an all-time low ahead of a planned strike for January the 30th. He says a 1,754 drop in staff nurses since 2008 needs to be acknowledged and the government must step in to avert the strike. Speaking in the Dáil, Deputy Scanlon says the dispute could be resolved with the same principle afforded to Gardaí.
The ballot is not just about wage increases, it's also about patient safety. The HSE has not been able to recruit and retain enough nurses and midwives, so the health service is understaffed. Nurses are working 12-hour shifts and often running into 13 and 14 hours, and I don't believe they're rewarded in the way they should be. In Australia, the maximum amount of patients in a nurse's care is 6. In Ireland, it can be between 15 and 20. That speaks for itself. I believe nurses' morale is at an all-time low at the moment. Nursing is an increasingly complex role with an ageing population with multiple comorbidities and complex care needs, and where new technologies are in place to keep people living longer and healthier. The hourly rate for new nurses in Ireland is 29% lower than the US, 27% lower than Canada, 26% lower than Australia, and 19% lower than England. I just want to mention as well, a number of years ago we had an issue with Garda pay. That was resolved by recognising the fact that guards work unsociable hours, that they work days, nights, weekends, holidays, Easter, Christmas, round the clock. Nurses are in the same category. Nurses do the very same hours, and I believe that they should be treated the same, and this situation could be resolved using that principle that was used in relation to the Garda pay claims. And I just want to say, I'm 30 years in politics, Minister, over 30 years, and I've never before have got the number of emails from patients supporting the nurses, people who are too sick to come out and support the nurses, and asking us to support the nurses' cases. And I'd ask you, Minister, to do the same.
Meanwhile, the Dáil has passed a motion calling for an expert group to examine pay and conditions for nurses and midwives. The Fianna Fáil motion asked for a judge-led investigation ahead of planned nurses' strikes. The government is refusing to increase nurses' pay, with ministers saying it would lead to pay claims elsewhere in the public sector. The Dáil passed the motion, but the government doesn't have to act on it. A Donegal deputy, Piers Doherty, has accused the government of medical apartheid for not offering a catch-up vaccination for meningitis B. A vaccine against it has been offered to children under a year old since October 2016, but children born before that haven't been protected against the B strain. Minister for Health Simon Harris has so far refused to offer free catch-up vaccinations. Deputy Doherty says it's leaving many parents afraid for their children.
Parents that are sitting at home saying, what do I do? Jack is immunised because Jack is only two, but Mary, because she's four, isn't immunised. And what do? Because I don't have the €450 to actually protect my child. Can we not, as a state, involve ourselves in a catch-up? Why is the political will not there? Do you dispute the fact from those medical professionals in the National Association of General Practitioners when they say this policy is medical apartheid?
Almost 1,000 complaints were received by Donegal County Council about litter and waste last year, with just over 392 tonnes of waste collected across the county by three mobile litter units. 975 litter and waste complaints were received by the council, with 135 warning letters issued. A total of 95 litter fines were also issued, with 50 paid to date. Environmental Awareness Officer with Donegal County Council, Suzanne Bogan, says their collection rate is above the national average, but they'd like to see it increase.
It's more than the national average, so that percentage is something that's come up over the years, and we're delighted to see it at 50%, but obviously we'd like to capture more. We are over the national average at about 40%, it stands at nationally, and there will be reasons where some cases can't be followed up. It may be the case of it being out of the jurisdiction, just returns from addresses and issues like that, or some cases may be appealed.
But the message going out from the council very much is, we are taking this seriously, we will continue to investigate, and we will continue to take action.
Absolutely, and we do welcome, the numbers of complaints in just show that there is a lot of interest from the public. People do report instances of illegal dumping, fly tipping, littering to us, and we welcome that, and we would ask people to continue to do that, because that's how we make it socially unacceptable. So when people take the time and effort to report these cases, it sends out a good message out there into the wider domain.
The recent introduction of data protection rules could mean people who have been through the legal system 12 years ago or more could have their file disposed of. People are being warned to check with their solicitor if their file is still intact, as a file that has had no activity in over 12 years can be disposed of or shredded. Donegal County Councillor Paul Canning has been highlighting the issue after a local family of a person who died had sought to retrieve a file belonging to them, only to discover it had been deleted. Councillor Canning says it's important to get in contact with your solicitor in relation to the matter.
A lot of people take for granted that whenever they have a file sitting in with a solicitor, that it's safe. But once it comes to 12 years, it depends on the transactions that happen within that file. That file could be deleted because the storage area that a solicitor has is getting less and less. So a lot of files that there's no transaction on could be deleted due to data protection rules.
And this file, although not used for many years, could become very important in years to come.
Yeah, well, if you have a person within the family or whatever that dies, and then you want to go and retrieve anything that might have happened years ago and you just want to check out their file, it might be gone.
Two TDs have claimed a woman has been denied an abortion in the Coombe Hospital. Ruth Coppinger and Breed Smith claim the woman had been told by two consultants that the fetus has a fetal abnormality, but has been refused an abortion by the board of the hospital. The Coombe has yet to comment on the matter. Speaking in the Dáil Solidarity TD, Ruth Coppinger says this is the first real test of the new abortion laws.
At 13 weeks, this woman went for her 12-week scan. They could clearly see at that point that the organs of the fetus were outside of the body. They brought her back a week later, where that was fully confirmed when they got a better image. One doctor, her consultant, and then another consultant was brought in who said, yes, this is a fetal abnormality. But it then, a week later, went to the board, and the board have overruled that.
Derry Magistrates Court has heard today that the case against three men charged with the murder of Edward Meenan is progressing and should meet its target date. A bail application for one of the accused is also expected to be made later this month. 31-year-old Sean Rogers of Little Diamond, 26-year-old Derek Creswell of No Fixed Abode and 19-year-old Ryan Walters of Crawford Square, all in Derry, are charged with the murder of Edward Meenan on November the 25th last. Catherine Gaffney has more.
At today's setting, the three appeared by video link and a police officer gave what the judge described as a detailed update on progress in the case. The officer told the court there had been a meeting with forensics in the case and it was anticipated that the reports would be ready for March 15th. The officer added police do not foresee any holdups at this time. The court was also told that work on all the files in the case was proceeding on time and it was anticipated they would be all ready on February the 28th. Defence solicitor Seamus Quigley for Rogers said there had been no bail application as of yet, but he intended to make such an application on January the 28th. The case against all three was adjourned until February the 14th, with Rogers' bail application to be heard on January the 28th.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that as part of the local area plan, a new soccer pitch for the Glencower area of Letterkenny will be considered. Due to hectic schedules of other local clubs, Glencower Celtic currently have to travel to Rathmullen to train because other facilities nearby are occupied. Councillor Kieran Brogan says a positive outcome is achievable if both the council and community work in collaboration.
We have, over the last number of years, worked closely with different community organisations, and I feel the area of Glencower an area that needs the support of this council. I believe working closely with the executive of the council that we can identify a suitable area for a football pitch for the local Glencower area. It's the highest populated area of the town. They've made a huge contribution through sport over the years, and it's something I believe working closely with the community groups in that area that we can certainly identify this, but the community group could probably drive it forward then much better, could identify funding for it, and I think this is something that if the council work hand in hand with the community group that we can turn it into a really good news story for the young people to play football in that area.
Remarkable that it is such a heavily populated area, yet and all they have to travel to Rathmullen to train.
Yeah, well, I suppose we have a lot of different sporting activities taking place all over the town and the county at the moment, and it's great to see it. Where we can as a council play a role in facilitating and helping out in that way, we'll be glad to do it. I think sport is a big part of what we are. We've invested a lot of money over the years in the Aura and the sports complex and the pitch and ball McCool, and we've tried to invest in the Old Town area and the pitch as well. We've worked closely with Ballyrain as well, a community organisation out there, and they're doing a great job too. So I think we continue, and we have in the past through different organisations supported many football teams and community groups, and I think it's vitally important. So hopefully we can continue now and help to get Glencower.
Sport on Highland in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Gear up for 2019 with a massive winter sale in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal have tabled a motion looking to bar Dublin from using Croke Park as their home venue in this year's Super 8s. If passed at Congress next month, it would mean Dublin would play three games away from HQ in this year's championship. Last year saw Dublin post comfortable Super 8 victories over both Donegal and Roscommon en route to lifting a fourth consecutive Sam Maguire. Well, in the Sigerson Cup today, there was a victory for the Garda College over Institute of Technology in Sligo. It finished Garda College 115. The Sligo IT 110. Jamie Brennan scored the goal for Sligo. Evan Broderick and Kevin McBurdy also started for Sligo. And elsewhere in the Sigerson Cup today, Connor Myler from Tyrone, he started for UCD. UCD defeated Cork Institute of Technology by 5 goals and 8 points to 10 points at Belfield today. Well, there's news today as well that the GAA president, John Horan, he'll be in Donegal this week. He'll be attending Donegal's smallest GAA club, Pettigo. It's Pettigo's presentation night on Saturday night. He'll present the players with their Division 5 championship medals. Moving on to soccer, and Martin O'Neill says he'd dearly like Roy Keane to join his coaching staff at Nottingham Forest. The former Republic of Ireland boss was speaking for the first time since he was confirmed as the new manager at the championship club. O'Neill says Keane was a great asset while working as his Ireland assistant, and hopes he can be reunited with the Corkman at the City Ground. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland, they'll finish out their 2019 schedule with a pair of friendlies. Mick McCarthy's side will welcome Bulgaria to the Viva Stadium on Tuesday, September the 10th, 5 days after a Euro 2020 qualifier with Switzerland. And the first ever meeting of Ireland and New Zealand will take place on Thursday, November the 14th, 4 days before their final Group D game with Denmark in Dublin. Meanwhile, the FAI say they're still waiting on a final decision from UEFA on the venue for their qualifier away to Gibraltar in March. In other news cross-channel, West Ham manager Manuel Pellegrini says he's confident that Marko Arnautovic won't refuse to play for the club. It's understood the forward wants to leave West Ham for a big money move to China. Pellegrini says it's down to officials at the two clubs to agree a deal. And Leeds, they have signed the Real Madrid goalkeeper Kiko Casilla. Head coach Marcelo Bielsa says the championship club should be proud to be able to attract such a talent to the club. Moving on to golf and Shane Lowry, he says he's determined to get his 2019 off to a positive start. The Clara golfer is halfway leader at the Abu Dhabi Championship after shooting a 2-under par round of 70. Lowry reaches the halfway point at 12-under par and holds a one-shot lead over South African pair Louis Oosthuizen and Richard Stearney. Paul Dunne, he missed the cut, however, after second consecutive 73 left him at 2-over par. Shane Lowry spoke after today's round.
Yeah, I struggled at the start. I hit some really ropey shots. Didn't feel too comfortable, but I made a great up and down in the third hole for bogey, and I think that kind of kick-started me. I hit, you know, pretty much was hitting the ball decent after that for the rest of the day. I gave myself a lot of chances. I didn't convert as many as I would have liked, but pretty happy to shoot 70 and be, you know, in the lead going into the weekend is always nice. We're playing a huge event here, first one of the year, and there's not another Rolex event for a while, so it'd be nice to get off to a good start and, you know, get some points on the Race to the Y board and then, you know, kick on from there.
In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Desert Classics taking place in California. Seamus Power is the only Irishman taking part this week. In snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan's through the semi-finals of the Masters. The 7-time Masters champion defeated Ryan Day today by 6-3. O'Sullivan will face the winner of tonight's meeting of Luca Brasil and Ding Junhui in the last four. Finally, for this evening in tennis, a fourth round meeting of the Williams sisters is still in the cards at the Australian Open. Venus will play top seed Simona Halep in round three, having beaten Alize Cornet in three sets. And Serena's passage to round three was a lot more serene, with a 6-2, 6-2 victory over Eugenie Bouchard. And it was approaching 4 a.m. in Melbourne when Gabarine Muguruza booked her place in the Australian Open third round. The 18th seed beat British number one Joe Konta, 6-4, 6-7, 7-5. Muguruza will play Poland's Tomasz Baczynski in round three. And in the men's section, Novak Djokovic, he sailed into the third round with a straight sets victory over Joe Wilfried Tsonga. The top seed will play Canada's Denis Shapovalov in round three. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, almost €300,000 has been allocated to Donegal under the Sports at Capital programme. The applications were from 2018 and were previously deemed invalid, but have subsequently been validated in recent days. Applications for the 2019 rounds are still being assessed. Among the major allocations include €95,400 for Astro Development at Capri Rovers, while Drumkeen United Football Club is to receive €54,000 for pitch resurfacing and flood lighting. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says while the funding will assist the clubs, a substantial amount of the money they need must be raised by themselves.
It's of course very important, but we shouldn't overlook the fact that all of these clubs and associations, they have substantial investment to make themselves by way of voluntary contributions and fundraising.
Concern has been raised over shortcomings in relation to the CCTV system serving the Letterkenny area. Numerous black spots in the town have been highlighted, while some of the current equipment has been deemed insufficient, with footage only recording on a 24-hour loop. A funding application is being prepared by the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce and Donegal County Council to the Department for consideration, with a view towards extending and enhancing the system. Local Councillor Adrian Glacken says with a reported spike in crime in the the town, it's crucial that the issue be addressed.
It's definitely something that's required. You know, you have a number of issues happening, even with regards to dangerous driving, you know, stuff like that. These things are picked up. And the main point is of CCTV isn't to detect things, but it's to prevent things. It's a deterrent for people if they know that the CCTV is there. And, you know, these issues seem to be overcome in the big cities and the big towns because they're used extensively in investigations, for instance, that happen.
And finally in news, the redevelopment of the old Thornhill College site in the Culmore area of Derry is set to proceed after the signing this week of a Section 76 legal agreement. That clears the way for plans to develop a retirement village on the site to progress. The development will include a 65-bed nursing home facility and 68 independent living units. Councillor Sandra Duffy says after years of dereliction, it's important that this iconic site in the city is developed.
It is a key site in our view. It's a gateway to our city. It is an iconic site and it has been lying derelict for many years now. It's been used for anti-community behaviour, young people hanging around it, but it is such a beautiful site going on to the River Foyle. It has beautiful views, so it absolutely, it is so welcome to hear the news that the Section 76 has been signed off and we're finally going to see development on the site.
How quickly do you expect something to happen on the site? Because as you know more than most, these things can take time and sometimes they can move very slowly indeed.
Absolutely. Well, from our conversations with the developer is very keen to get started. Now, this was originally approved by our planning committee back in July. So we have been working now over the last couple of months to get it to this stage. This is another hurdle that we've got across getting Section 76 signed off. That's our legal agreement. So now that paves the way for the developer to get on site. And I have to say, I am contacted on a near daily basis by residents in the area who are keen to put their name down for the accommodation there. So everyone wants to see this development starting as quickly as possible.
Weather now, a cold day with hazy sunshine, highest temperatures of just 3 to 5 degrees. Moderate to fresh northerly breezes will decrease light to moderate. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a TD for South Donegal believes nurses and midwives should receive the same treatment as Gardaí in their Roy overpay a number of years back. Deputy Eamon Scanlon says nurses' morale is at an all-time low ahead of a planned strike for January the 30th. Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has accused the government of medical apartheid for not offering a catch-up vaccination for meningitis B. A vaccine against it has been offered to children under a year old since 2016, but children born before that haven't been protected against the B strain. Almost 1,000 complaints were received by Donegal County Council about litter and waste last year, with just over 392 tonnes of waste collected across the county by three mobile litter units. 975 litter and waste complaints were received by the council, with 135 warning letters issued and 95 litter fines. And the Taoiseach has confirmed people driving into Northern Ireland from the south after a no-deal Brexit will need a green card. Irish motorists will have to show proof of insurance cards if driving in the UK. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 17th of January. The death has occurred of Breed McGee, Killalt, Gortahork. Her remains are en route to her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow evening to Christ the King Church, Gortahork for 7 p.m, reposing overnight. Funeral mass on Saturday at 12 noon with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 10 p.m. The death has taken place of Barlow McGavigan, 338 Conyborough Road, Lifford. His remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Donald Watson, Binavina View, Ballybrack, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at Collins Funeral Premises, Cooldaff, visiting there tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan, at a later date. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if desired, to the RNLI, care of Liam Collins' funeral director or any family member. The death has taken place of Ella McGee, née Galbraith, late of 45 Mourne Park, Newton Stewart. Funeral tomorrow afternoon in Derg Parish Church, Main Street, Castle Derg, with service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Ardstraw New Cemetery. Friends welcome at her late residence. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Parkview Comfort Fund, Parkview House, Parkview Road, Castle Derg. The death has occurred of Francie Duffy, 15 Segronan Road, Killeater, Castle Derg. Francie's remains are reposing at his brother and sister-in-law Lawrence and Evelyn Duffy's home at 17 Ahamore Road, Castle Derg. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Peggy Boyle, Mulladuff, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there at 10:30 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary tonight at 9 p.m. And the death has taken place of Sean Grant, Clea Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.